What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Her Ninja Creamy caught on fire.
I'm just a girl, and I like holding on to things with sentimental value, which is everything I wear, apparently.
He was an Adonis.
I thought I got it all. I go out to the table, and our friend looks at me from across the table. She's like, you got a little something. I went on another date. Okay, I'm going to say a phrase, and I want you to tell me who it's from.
Okay.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right, Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, so I was like saying it nonstop last night because Mahi had said something.
I thought I was getting one now.
Oh. Were you going to say somebody else?
No.
I thought it was a game.
Like, she thought that you directed that question at me because you looked right at me.
Oh,
and it wasn't her question to answer.
All right, Colby, give me one.
Well,
no, it was your game.
You started it.
Oh, you wanted me to give you a new one?
It doesn't matter. Continue.
I understand now. I'm following. The only reason I brought it up is because I was nonstop saying it last night in the apartment, and I had no idea why. And Molly was like, who says that? Because he knew, but I didn't know.
Where did you get it from? TikTok?
It was just in my head. I have no idea.
All right. Yeah.
And he was like, Adam, who says that? Because he just knows that I would not know.
Well, he always says it. It's like a thing he says in his like speeches and like in his movies, and like he'll always like, that's his thing.
All right.
His voice is so hot.
All right.
I can hear it in my head.
The twang.
Yeah. He always just sounds like he's just so relaxed.
Yeah, it's very soothing.
Like he comes on the stage to like accept an award. Like if you ever watch any, he crushes it every time. Like his speeches are so good. But he just looks like he just got off the plane from Aruba, you know, a private island, more specifically. Like that's what he looks like. Just like so at ease. So like, yeah, I did that. And everyone just loves him.
He's like glowing.
He's like a golden retriever. Everyone's like obsessed with him, but he's such a good actor.
Yeah. Wait, what's his lore? Like
what do you mean?
Like what's his situation? Does he have famous parents? Like how'd he get into the acting space? What's his lore?
I don't think
he's a Nepo baby.
I don't think so either. And I think he's honestly like
is he married? Does he have
a family? He is married. Yeah. He's married to this beautiful woman.
He has a daughter.
Yep. Wait, I'm so curious, because I feel like he'd be the kind of guy that's like rags to riches, you know?
See, I feel like he's probably a Nepo baby.
No.
My guess is going to be that he had actor parents.
Do you want to hear?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Matthew grew up in Longview, Texas, where he graduated from the local high school, showing little interest in his father's oil business.
Huh.
So I guess, which his two brothers later joined. Matthew was longing for a change of scenery and spent a year in Australia washing dishes and shoveling chicken manure.
Oh.
So I guess that means he came from money, but like didn't want to do it, I guess. Didn't want to live that life, but then
the Texas oil money
is living that life. I'm so curious.
Found his way into acting.
His mom was an author and a kindergarten teacher. And yeah, oil pipe supply business.
Oh.
So like not specifically oil, I guess, just like, yeah.
I knew he was from Texas because he was teaching a class at UT.
Yeah, he went there. He went to University of Texas at Austin, UT Austin. He was in a frat, of course. That just like makes sense.
He strikes me as a frat boy.
And then he graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Radio, Television, and Film. That Aww. Tracks.
And that's Matthew McConaughey.
I guess he didn't come from a lot of money. Interesting. Yeah, I want to see more. I want a documentary.
Oh, it says that? He didn't come from any money?
Well, because I'm reading one part that said that he wanted to like do something. He wanted to go to this like private school, but his like brother said that it would take a toll on his family's finances.
Oh.
So I don't know. That's just like a random tidbit. But he does have that book, Greenlight, that everyone was reading during the pandemic.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
It's called Greenlight. What's it about? I think it's about his life and like just the things he's learned.
Red light.
Yeah.
Green light.
Because I think he has a lot of like big quotes that come from that like people are making into TikToks these days. But yeah. Matthew McConaughey. So wait, where did you get it from? You don't know?
I could not tell you. I just would not stop saying it. And I have this thing where I do where I'll like sing a song in the apartment and the boys are like, Adam, I know for a fact you don't know who the artist is because it'll be like some random rap lyric that I probably heard on TikTok or just like out and about. And because I feel like I know so many songs, but I know nothing about artists and like who sings specific things. And
well, that's like, the thing, because I don't either. Like, I really don't. And or like just specific, very, very specific things. And people are like, you don't know that. And I'm like, you know what? I have very limited like space in my brain for certain things. Like I could be really well versed in one area that you're not. So it's just people need to be less judgmental about the things you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The boys have no mercy for me.
Well, you know a lot about, like, what do you know a lot about? Saving money on coffee.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese. Oh, wait. Speaking of, how is your new baby?
My ninja creamy.
Your creamy make, creamy,
my
whatever.
Creamy machine.
Creamy machine.
Did I talk about it on the podcast yet? I feel like I didn't.
Machine-y.
I think it was a one-liner that you were excited to get it.
Oh, okay.
But you hadn't gotten it. And I saw in your story you made something delicious.
I make it every night.
What do you make?
Basically the way it works is you need to freeze a base for 24 hours and the base can really be anything. So like I froze a bunch of watermelon mixed with some honey and you can make it into like sorbet. Or normally what I'll do is I'll do Fairlife milk and then I'll do like a scoop of protein powder and I'll freeze that mixed up with maybe like xanthan gum or something. Colby hates my xanthan gum.
No, I just think I've never heard of anybody just having that on hand. And Adam posted about putting a scoop of xanthan gum in his ninja creamy. And I didn't know that was something that you could just buy.
What is xanthan gum?
It's like a thickener. Like people use it to thicken pastas and sauces.
Where do you buy it from? Oh, so it's like
not pastas, but like sauces. And
I put cornstarch in my
it's the same concept.
Stews to make it thicker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same concept, but it's usually for baking xanthan gum.
I see. Yeah. So it's like sweet?
It's flavorless.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can't taste it. Similar to like, you can't really taste cornstarch.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It does have a kind of a texture if you don't mix it well enough, but...
Right. So you really need to like blend that shit up.
Blend it up.
But anyways, you mix it together and then you freeze it. And then after 24 hours, usually I can't wait that long though. So I'll wait like 24 hours, I cannot get down with it. But now I'll do it like the day before so I can actually do like a whole...
Wait, you can't eat it immediately?
No. Because it needs to freeze.
Oh, I thought the whole point was that it just like... Alex Earl ate hers right away.
No, she didn't. She froze it first. You have to. You literally can't just like put liquid in it. It wouldn't do anything.
Looks can be deceiving, you know?
Yeah. It looked like they just put frozen mango in it and then ate it.
Oh, you can do that. But that's because like the frozen mango is already frozen.
Yeah.
But like you need some kind of base that's already frozen, which is why like if you're going to make like an ice cream, like she made something that's probably like a sorbet, like if she's using like that or whatever.
Okay.
But I freeze that. And then what you do is it's like a super high powered blender. And so there's this metal rod that kind of like plugs into a big little spinner thing. Mm-hmm. And so you put the little ninja creamy in there and the ninja creamy thing pushes it up and the rod pushes the spinner, like the blender spinner down. So it like pulverizes from the top down the entire container. Okay. And so that's why it's like different than if you like were to put something in a blender.
I see.
It's because it's like completely pulverizing like from the top down, like the entire thing.
So it makes it really creamy.
But also pressurizing it. Yeah. So it's like super, it's like legit like ice cream. It's insane.
Wow.
And then you can make a little hole and you can put your mix-ins in and then there's like a mix-in feature. And so I've been putting all kinds of shit in there. I've been putting chocolate chips. Today I like stole all these snacks from the office that I'm going to put
in
my ninja
creamy. Snacks now.
We do. They're not great.
What snacks did you steal that you're going to put in the...
Do you know the Unreal... chocolates? Yeah. So we have the Unreal like mounds, kind of. They're like the dark chocolate covered coconut.
I don't think I know what that is, but
Unreal is just like a lower sugar
chocolate. It's like Smart Sweets, but chocolate
version. Exactly.
Okay.
And so that's like the only good snack we have at the office, and so I took them and I'm gonna chop them up and put them in my ninja creamy.
Update us on how it goes.
I'm so excited. Except Alex sent me the worst TikTok of my entire life yesterday, which is this girl on TikTok. It has like 100,000 likes. Her ninja creamy caught on fire. And apparently on Reddit, it's like a very common thing of people's Ninja Creamies just catching on fire.
Well, maybe it's... Sometimes that's happened to me with an actual blender, that it starts to smell kind of like smoky if something gets like stuck and then the electric part is still spinning.
How do you fix that?
The blade part can't because it's jammed. You just have to keep a watchful eye, probably.
The Ninja Creamy thing, it's like automatic. So there's no, it's not like a blender where you're like putting up the, you know, frequency or whatever, or like pressing it until it's blended or whatever. Like, you literally put on a setting.
It has a mind of its own.
And it goes. So like, if that should come on fire, I'd be fucked. It'd just be going and I would not know what to do.
Well, you just have to unplug it.
Yeah, I guess that's
Well, you need to get everyone needs to have a fire blanket. Do you have one of those?
No.
My mom, so my mom, credit to her for this, she sent me one and it's under my sink because, as you know, if you saw actually this viral video of Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams, did you see this?
Oh, I did see that.
They were filming or recording a song at Taylor's house and one of their candles caught on fire, which happens all the time. Like, when the candle gets down really low and it like just causes a fire, you should not put water on a candle that's burning. Because the wax or something, it'll just explode. Mm-hmm. So what you do is either fire extinguisher or a fire... If you just take a fire blanket
they
and put it on...
They use a fire extinguisher.
Yes, which I also have that. But apparently, a fire blanket, you just throw it on top of whatever.
So like just stuff. It's like probably like a heavy, full coverage blanket
something
that suffocates
about it.
Candles are really a hazard.
They really... There's one right there.
I know, scary.
I have so many candles.
Well, one of our friends, her candle exploded kind of recently, and it's the craziest video ever. I sent it to my mom.
Because she put the water on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, our friend did that.
I'm pretty sure you just throw the fire blanket on top.
Wow.
Once you have the blanket secured over your hands, place it over the flames. I'm watching a demonstrative video from a firefighter.
All right, well, now I got to get one in case my Ninja Creamy catches on fire.
Yeah, just in case, because then you just like put it on top and, you know.
I also don't think I would even know how to use a fire extinguisher.
I certainly would not. No.
I do not do well in those situations.
I'm assuming it has the instructions like very clearly on it because
I wouldn't know how to read. I think if the fire was going, I'd be like, I'm blind.
Like,
I can't see
stop,
anything.
Stop, drop, and roll.
No, literally.
It is kind of crazy living in an apartment building, the trust we have and just like everybody else because like it really. If you think about it, it isn't just like dumb people that catch things on fire. Like, you know, things happen that you turn away for a second and something could happen or you're not home and something just blows up that like, you know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
And so it's the trust we have in everyone in our apartment not to like burn down. That's why you need renter's insurance.
Yeah.
Everyone.
You do for sure.
Yep.
Wait, I told you guys about that fire last week, right? I know I texted Colby about it. I was biking past one of our friend's apartments at like super early in the morning. It was like 6:45 a.m. because I was going to Barry's.
Yeah, you didn't tell me
and
this.
And there was smoke covering the entire block. Like, it was like you could not breathe.
So scary.
I was holding my shirt over my nose and I was like, holy fuck, it's getting worse as I get closer. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then I turn left and I see that like there's six fire trucks over there, like a million firemen. This building is completely on fire, like engulfed in smoke. I looked it up later and it was just like, I actually don't even know what the source was, but it was a massive fire in Soho. I'll send it to you. I sent it to our friend.
Goodness.
Whose apartment it was next to, because I was like, yo, do you have smoke in your building? Like, because this is literally right on your street.
Yeah.
Yeah, massive blaze breaks out on Soho rooftop.
When was this last week?
Like, look, can you see the smoke?
Yeah, I was wondering if it had to do with the
Tuesday.
The heat stroke that's been what's it called? Heat stroke?
Heat wave.
Heat stroke. The heat wave that's been happening.
Yeah, I don't think that was that when the heat wave started?
I don't know,
but it was a crazy fire.
It feels like it's been gone for a while now.
Oh my god, this weekend was like such a nightmare, honestly. It was
sweat.
So freaking hot.
Well,
not good, guys. Not good.
You know, maybe it's time I put my winter coats away. They're still up there. On my coat rack.
Girl, you gotta get those things out.
Under my bed.
I don't know where to put them. I have so many coats.
Yeah, I have no space.
Yep.
Wait, Katie, you have that massive closet up there. Just stuff them in there.
It's at capacity. Let's just say I will never have enough closet space.
That's fair.
I will never have enough
closet
space.
You're like, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl, and I like holding on to things with sentimental value, which is everything I wear, apparently.
That's fair. Meanwhile, I need to sell all my clothes. That was going to be my activity this weekend, and I simply just did not get to it.
It takes a lot more effort than you think.
It takes so much effort. And so much effort. Whenever I start to do it, I'm like, the thing that bothers me is then you still have to hold on to the stuff until you sell it.
It doesn't just magically disappear once you list it somewhere. It's like, no, you have to like get it to the person.
Right. And like have it readily available
if they don't
for them to buy.
If people like haven't bought it yet, it needs to go somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So it doesn't really help with my purge. So typically then I just end up giving everything away.
Yeah. Which is also good.
Right.
That donations are good.
If any listeners want to buy our clothes.
We should do a match made closet sale.
We should.
I think people would love that.
Girls like boy clothes sometimes. Yeah. Take my boy clothes.
Or boys like boy clothes, Adam.
True. We have some boy listeners as well.
And the girls have boyfriends.
That's true.
And male friends.
Buy for your boyfriends from Adam's Closet.
Yep.
And with that.
All right.
All right. Welcome back to another episode, Match Made in Manhattan with Katie Colby and Adam. Girls, how are we doing?
Pretty darn good, I have to say.
You're doing better post your night of horribleness?
Well, it's been a pajama party over here. I've been in my pajamas. My sunburn is in the peeling phase, and it's uncomfortable. And so my silk pajamas were the only answer. Oh my God,
wow.
I know. I've been moisturizing like crazy, too, but I just can't keep up
A
lizard.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Snake or whatever.
Speaking of lizard / reptiles, when we were in the Bahamas, Jack, at one point, we're sitting at like a nice dinner. He goes, oh my God, look, there's an iguana. And I'm like, where? He goes, it's literally right next to you. I freak out because iguanas are huge, scary, ugly things.
Yeah.
No offense if you have a pet iguana or something, but I find them to be not extremely attractive. And they're big and their tongues are crazy. I look over, it's a salamander. This man called a salamander an iguana.
What's a salamander?
Do you know? It's like a little lizard.
The little one.
Yeah, they're like the babies.
Yeah, unoffensive, very chill, won't stay in your eyesight for more than 5 seconds before darting away. They don't like bother me, you know?
Well, Jack also thought that the Bahamas were London, right? He was like, this is just like London.
Well, he was just comparing it because he was like, yeah, the weather here is the same. I'm like, no, honey, it's not. We're in the Caribbean. It's very different. Anyway.
What did he think was the same about the Caribbean and London?
Literally just the fact that it was raining one day. I'm like, oh, so everywhere you go that rains is just like London? False.
They don't have palm trees there. Last time I checked.
Every weekend in New York City last year, Jack's like, this is just like London.
Just like London.
No, yeah, no. Seriously.
It's funny. Leave it to the Brits.
Yeah. Leave it to the Brits.
It to the Brits. Okay, well, that's okay. You made it back.
The Amtrak was a nightmare. I don't want to dwell on it for too long because I feel like I've
been that's negativity in this house.
Complaining too much about travel recently when it's a blessing to travel. It's a lovely thing. But the Amtrak was delayed because of the heat wave, because I was telling Colby that the tracks, like the train had to stop for like way longer in between stations to cool down because the tracks and the train and how fast it moves could have caught on fire.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it took us like 5 hours to get home. But moral of the story is, or I guess long story short of the weekend, Phyllis and Jack met Grandma Phyllis, Big P.
Big P threw a party for Jack.
Yep. He received a friend request from her. So
very important.
It went well.
Stamp of approval.
No, I knew. If the friend request didn't come after the weekend, we were screwed.
Yeah. Right.
No. Him meeting Phyllis was very important. And him getting the green light. She posted not one, not two, but three Facebook posts of Jack.
I was going to say he's going to have to become an active Facebook user.
I think you know what? And I don't want to be mean about this, but my grandma got hearing aids recently. And I think it's really helped her like demeanor. Because, like, she can be, like, kind of, like, she's, I mean, I love her, you know, but she can be kind of aggressive and loud and just, like, but she was very mild-mannered, and I think it's because she can finally hear.
Maybe she was just frustrated.
Yeah, no, and I think it's, I'm just saying it plainly, like, I think it's really helped her. Like, she was a delight. She was a delight.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, and that was that.
Were there any highlights of the party?
I tried crab again.
Ah.
You gave it another shot?
Didn't like it, again. I think I've decided why I don't like crab. The texture, it's like rubbery.
I don't like crab either. It's too, the flavor's too strong.
Yeah, even after dousing it with vinegar, I just didn't like it.
Interesting. So that was, did you put Old Bay on it?
No, and I think maybe that would have helped the texture aspect. I think I'm open to trying crab in other things, that isn't just here is a crab, crack it open and eat it.
I think he would like a crab cake.
Maybe. Because that's like bread, right?
Crab cake is like, yeah, it's mixed with bread and...
It's like breading and other stuff.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'd like that.
It's good. And then it's fried.
Oh, and it's fried. Even better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love anything that's fried.
Exactly. My experience with crab is like accidentally eating a crab rangoon and I did not like it.
Oh, those little like wrapped...
A crab rangoon like from the Chinese food restaurant. Yeah,
yeah. I think that... Isn't that fried?
I think cream cheese. Yeah.
Ooh, oh, you're very adverse to cream cheese.
Wait, I actually might like that.
I like cream cheese.
But like just like stuff that's like mixed with... Like a cream cheese or a mayo, like you don't like that consistency.
Anything,
I feel like,
right? No, remotely like
anything that's like
creamy.
I don't know how to express.
Colby's like that. Freaking out over there, thinking about ketchup and mayo and mustard. God.
No, but like that texture in particular, I don't like anything that has a filling. Really,
I see.
In general,
I love filling.
You love a filling?
I love, like, okay, so like a donut, like a Boston cream donut.
Oh my God, I would never eat that.
That's
You're
crazy.
You're from Boston.
I know.
You don't like Boston cream donuts?
No.
Sinner?
Yeah.
I love filled donuts. Oh, that's like my go-to, no, like the jelly filled.
Donuts freak me out.
The Boston creams. Oh yes. My God, the vanilla cream. I used to love like the vanilla cream donuts.
Oh my God,
like
anything that's like splooging out when you bite into
it. Oh, I love things
well,
that splooge out.
Why do we use that word? I guess, honestly, all the words in that realm of just like, describing
cream.
Something oozing not good
creaming
how do donut companies advertise their cream filled products without sounding disgusting?
Maybe they used it to their advantage and they made some advertisements that were naughty.
Okay,
maybe that's Equinox ads.
The Equinox ads live rent free in my mind.
Yeah, they popped
very
off.
Very sexy.
But they're memorable. We're still talking about
them. The pomegranates?
Like a year later.
They did a lot with those pomegranates that I didn't need to see all over the place.
Anyway.
I'm thinking about the like forearm, I think it was.
That looked like a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I don't think I remember. What the heck? Why was my targeted ad not the forearm that looked like a dick?
It was like a close up.
I wanted that one.
A veiny arm, and it looked like a dick.
What
it
the
looks
heck?
Like a boner.
Yeah. Oh, well, I wanted to see. I got the pomegranate that looked like a vagina. Why am I targeted to see that one?
I don't know. Something shocking, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they just wanted the shock factor.
The shock value was there. But yeah, the weekend was good. It was hot, but we went swimming.
Was it hotter in Maryland than it was here?
Honestly, not really where I was because I was like on the water. So we had that breeze.
So nice.
And Sunday was lovely. And overall, it was just like a really good quick trip, 2 days. Jack is like fitting right in with fam, was watching soccer with my dad, fell asleep on the couch, like just
this is like his millionth trip.
No, Jack
Maryland.
Has made himself very comfortable and like I don't have to worry anymore about like him. Like I'm low stress. I literally on Sunday was tired and I'm like, I'm just gonna go take a nap. And I did.
See you
and
guys
I just
later.
Took a nap and left them all to do whatever and they all just like hung out without me. It was
That's
nice.
So fun. Honestly, the integration I feel like is so nice and he's been there so many times. I'm so curious to hear. Well, I mean, I guess I'll be there, but when his
July
brother
4th.
Comes as well.
Yes, Jack's brother Dan is coming for July 4th.
You've got a full house.
It's going to be a party.
Full house. We have a party planned.
Yeah,
hopefully,
we do.
If you are free, you will come to.
Yeah, I'm going to come.
It's on the 4th, the party.
Oh, I thought it was on the 3rd.
I know, they changed it. There's this epic party that my parents' friends are throwing at their really nice house, and... There should be some stories to tell from that.
That is fun.
The wind is crazy outside.
Wait,
are you seeing that?
It is.
I keep seeing something like pop up and it looks like someone's head. And
no.
I saw it like multiple times and I was like, oh my God, somebody's breaking in.
No, I think
not.
It's the leaves. Just
it was
like,
no, it's literally the roof of that person's apartment.
Uh-oh, is it going to come flying over here? Yeah,
like,
again,
maybe.
Renter's insurance. Everyone, get your renter's insurance.
If a roof busts through Katie's window, you guys are in for a show.
You're the first to know. Well, I guess this won't be posted till Friday, but yeah.
That's true.
So,
well, it sounds like a fun weekend.
Yes. Tell me about your weekends, though. I'm very curious about...
What do we do?
Well, happenings.
Colby attended some weddings. Give us the rundown. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was a really great gift. gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle. And I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market. And like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays. Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's AnisaBeauty.com.
Check it out.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself, from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I had my bestie from my old job's wedding, and it was so fun. It was honestly the smallest wedding I've ever been to, and it was my dream, I think.
How many people?
There were probably like 50 to 60 people.
Okay.
But I was like, this isn't even one side of my family, so I don't think that's possible for me, but it was such a dream, and it was so nice to be local. It was very, very hot, but obviously you cannot control that, and that's better than the rain.
True.
Considering we were outside, but the ceremony was in Central Park. I was actually nervous that I would feel awkward because I knew my friend and her fiance, and then this one other girl from work that were going, but I didn't know anybody else.
Mm.
And in my head, I was thinking through, okay, whatever, like, I only know one person. This could be weird. Typically, when I go to weddings, I feel like I know a decent amount of people. But I have another wedding later this summer where I don't know a lot of people, and it made me feel much better about it because I made, like, yeah, three friends.
I feel like that's the thing about weddings. Everyone, like, you need to be nice to people.
Right.
You know, yeah. It's like, this is the squad. For the next few hours, this is the squad. And a lot of people at weddings don't know everybody.
Right.
So I think it's more rare to, like, know everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
But isn't it also kind of funny that you kind of make, like, wedding friends?
Yes.
At people's weddings?
And I love that.
It's
I
almost like vacation friends, like, but wedding friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you will probably never
people you meet at weddings.
I know. I'm like, now I have these people on Instagram, and I'll probably never see them again.
No, they're literally like vacation friends.
Because,
like,
they don't live here either. They had traveled in for the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was so nice, and the ceremony was very quick. My work friend and I, though, we live in the same apartment complex, but different towers, I guess you could call it. And we thought we had a lot more time than we did, which is very common for me. But we had checked the ETA from our apartment to Central Park, and it said it was going to take 35 minutes. And so she came to my apartment. We made a drink before. And then we were just sitting and talking for a second. And then we checked the time again. And we were like, I feel like we need to leave right now.
What time was the wedding? What
it
time?
It was at 5. And
did they say get there left at 5?
Well, it said get there at 4:30. And then there would be somebody to walk you to where the ceremony was. But my friend and I had gone on a walk in Central Park somewhat recently, and she showed me where the wedding was going to be. So
Chloe was like, I already knew the ropes.
You don't need a tour guide. You know. Right. And well, that's also for people that are coming from out of town. Right. Most
I mean, likely. Yeah, but we should have gotten there at 4:30 or like 4:40. Yeah. We got there literally to the 72nd Street entrance at 4:56, which was better than our ETA at 4:59 originally. And the shoes that I wore were not suitable for speed walking through Central Park. And the day before, I had gotten lost so badly in Central Park. I saw a part of Central Park I've never seen before. I was on a dirt path.
It's huge.
It's massive. I felt like I was actually in the wilderness. Yeah. Not in New York City at all. And I was just trying to cross from east to west, and I really got lost somewhere in there. But anyway, we found the ceremony.
Was it going on when you guys got there?
Yeah, we missed the initial walk down the aisle, but we were all standing, so nobody, I don't think, even noticed that we were late, because we just blended right in.
Yeah.
We walked, we literally didn't make a peep, and they were looking at each other, and then I made eye contact with my friend who was getting married, and she, like, waved or whatever. Okay. But I don't think she noticed that we weren't there in the beginning. And if she did, she didn't care.
See, that's the other, like, I didn't realize weddings were so punctual, usually.
Yeah.
I think I told the story when I went to Chicago, how, like, my friend and I ended up late by, like, a minute. And the doors had already closed.
That,
like,
happened to me in Nashville.
Yeah.
Because on her invitation, she hadn't said what time to get there. She just said ceremony, 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so if we get there, like, 15 before, we should be fine. Nope, she started early. She was
ready to walk down that aisle.
Maybe like the vows started at 5, but
that's crazy.
No, that's why. Moral of the story is always get there like 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
Who knew?
That is a good tip.
But yeah, but yeah, I think
we got there at like 5:03, and in my head I was like, this is an outdoor ceremony. Yeah. There's no way it'll start right on the dot at 5. But it also was over by like 5:12.
And I guess you should also think about, like, or like I always think about, oh, surely the person that, for any event, you know, it starts at this time, they think everyone's going to get there at like 15 minutes late, right? Maybe, like, giving traffic and whatever. Yeah. But no, they're like, nope, it's starting with or without you. So that makes sense. I guess it's their day.
You know? Yeah.
It's their day. It's not our day.
Wait, no, and you also look gorgeous. Like you had like a night after the wedding.
Oh, it was literally so fun.
Where did you guys go after?
We went to Lorelei Beer Garden or something. They have a downstairs room that they had, like, sorted out, or just said that they had a group coming after. But there weren't that many of us. I feel like there were probably 20 people our age, and then the rest was family.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
did they have a DJ? Like, it looked like there was a DJ situation.
No, there was an aux cord, and it was literally so fun.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Aww. So my friend's now husband was just somebody's iPod was plugged in. I think it must have been the bars.
Yeah.
And he just plugged his phone in instead and started playing music.
Oh, that sounds
so
much fun.
That's so fun. Yeah.
So they were in the DJ booth. It was very fun. And now they're off to St. Lucia for their honeymoon.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I know.
I would love to go to an island.
Speaking of the honeymoon, I've been seeing more and more people are doing, like, either not doing a honeymoon right away, waiting like months, or they'll do like a mini moon and then do like their actual, like, maybe 2-week honeymoon like months later.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Because I think there's, like, value in, like, okay, we're going to, like, bask in this bliss and, like, go somewhere for a few days. But then also it's, like, you get back, you're, like, I've missed a lot of things.
I kind of like the mini moon to the longer honeymoon path. Because then you get two trips.
Two trips, right.
I like to maximize trip volume.
True.
Yeah,
so she went straight to it. She got married immediately, went to St. Lucia the next day.
Right. Well, no. She left today.
Oh, okay.
which is Monday.
So yeah, that works.
What they show you in the movies is like
you leave that night.
Yeah, you're on in the car. Yeah, with the which cans. I guess
like isn't always how it goes, or like majority of the time it isn't, because you also have like family to like cater to, people that came into town, and then so it's just interesting how people like do that.
I feel like I like the concept of a mini moon also because you're so exhausted and just relieved that that planning part is over, that I feel like if I were to go on a honeymoon and want to go somewhere very far away, I would not want to get on a flight and deal with that.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to just go somewhere somewhat local.
True.
And like, have, like, a one or two night trip to just do nothing.
And I be like happy. That idea.
I can't even imagine planning a wedding.
No, same. I was like, in 50 years.
Yeah, we got to find some boyfriends first, I think.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, well, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, no, it was very fun.
Yeah, it looked like fun.
It was fun. What did I do this weekend?
Yeah, what was your weekend like?
I met up with Colby after her
event on Friday. Oh, yeah, we had the welcome drinks on Friday.
They had the welcome drinks on Friday, and then I met Colby and Tribeca for a little drinky drink, and that was fun. So we sat there for a little bit. It was so freaking hot that, like, I was dying. And I think because it was so hot, we were, like, all falling asleep at the table.
Like,
At 10:30 p.m.
Like, it was, It was still that hot at that hour. And there were air conditioning units dripping on us at one point.
Oh, yeah. Because we were at an outside table. It was hot as hell. There was AC units dripping on us. I was like, is it raining? No. Somebody's AC unit spitting on me.
But it feels like a sin to not sit outside.
In the summer.
And enjoy it being warm when it is warm.
Yeah.
But it was so muggy and hot.
Oh, my God. It was also so nice. And the waiter was so hot. His name was Adonis.
He was an Adonis.
And he looks like an Adonis.
His name was Adonis?
Yes.
Wow.
And he really took a liking to one of our friends who was with us, and he gave us like these food recommendations because we were all also starving. So he gave us the good food recs.
But then Stifili, I was regretting that we had eaten at that hour because I wasn't, because of the heat, my stomach I feel like was in a knot, and I just wasn't that hungry. And then once we ate, then I was like, oh my God, I need a full meal right now at 11 p.m. Luckily, we live in New York where that is accessible.
Yeah, you can eat a full meal any time of day.
We definitely open the floodgates. But I think you're right. When it's like super hot outside, I feel like food, like unless it's frigid, like honestly, the only thing that really appetizes me when it's hot as fuck outside is like cold watermelon.
Yeah.
Wait, I was literally going to say like a watermelon feta salad. Doesn't that sound so good?
Amazing.
I feel like just when it's really hot out, warm, like hot food is like the last thing you'd want.
No.
For some reason though, soup is in its own category though for me, because I can always eat soup.
You're a soup girl.
But that's just me, maybe.
If I smelt soup right now, I would lose my appetite.
Oh, I could eat it. I'm probably going to get it for dinner.
From where?
Call the police. I like Vietnamese, like pho soup.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love pho.
Like with chicken. Ugh, next question.
I've never pronounced that word correctly and never will in my life.
Pho.
I think it's pho.
It's pho.
I say pho.
I used to be quite the pho aficionado in college.
Oh.
I used to eat it like literally four times a week.
Wait, I'm still not over the fact that this waiter's name is Adonis. Like, do you think that this is a new name? Like, that they like chose the name or this?
No,
this
person's.
Yeah, he was Greek.
But like, it's just funny because like as a mother, like naming a child, if you name your child Adonis, I feel like that just like sets him or her up for like having to be.
An Adonis.
Like, it just, the standard of beauty just that you need to achieve. But I think,
like, culturally, a lot of, in different cultures, like, the parents will name the kids after either, like,
family.
Like, for example, in Greece, like, Greek mythology or something like that, you know?
What was Adonis? Who was Adonis?
A lot of my Greek friends have these insane, not insane, but insanely long names.
Yeah.
And they go by something else. Or just a shortened version.
Yeah.
Oh, Apollo was considered the most handsome of the gods. So
where was Adonis in there?
What was Adonis?
Adonis is more handsome, and then Apollo tried to kill him. I feel like that's part of the story.
What was Adonis known for? He's the god of rebirth, the changing of the seasons, vegetation, beauty, and youth.
See, I think I need to be with a Greek man. I feel like now that we're talking about Greek men, I think they're all really hot. So I think that's in my future.
Interesting. Okay, so wait, what was the rest of the weekend, though? Tell us everything.
Saturday, I tried to go out in the West Village, so I met up with some friends, some of our friends. We went to Bartuzzi.
Lovely.
Highly recommend. It was great. We got a very fresh salad because it was literally so hot, and I'm an idiot and decided to bike to Bartuzzi because I was like, I'm going to bike and get some exercise in. Not a good move for me. I showed up legit drenched in sweat. And then the worst part about it is I go into the bathroom. So I tell our friend, I'm like, yo, you just got to go sit down because I need to go take a full body shower in the bathroom, basically. I get into the bathroom. They have no paper towels. It's only toilet paper. And so I open up a new roll of toilet paper and I'm straight up like wiping myself down.
Oh my God. Did you like have like it all stuck to you? I feel like
so. It's very funny you say that, Katie, because I wiped my face. I saw it all over my face. And I thought, I was like, oh my God, I look like I have dandruff all over my face.
Yeah, like little white fuzzies, right?
Yes, exactly. I thought I got it all. I go out to the table and our friend looks at me from across the table. She's like, you got a little something.
You got something on you.
She starts wiping it off my face and it is all over my shirt. Like I must have had so much because you guys know I don't grow a beard like a normal person.
Right.
Like if people have, you know, seen me, like I obviously never have a beard. There's a very good reason for that. I grow a chin strap. Slash like not normal facial hair, like it is like random sporadic hairs everywhere, and so my little like
stubbles
you can probably hear it in the mic. This is like ASMR.
Your 5 o'clock shadow.
I wonder if they can hear that. Probably. But anyways, yeah, like my 5 o'clock shadow was covered in toilet paper. So anyways, that's how I presented myself at the table. And then, of course, this group of gays sit directly next to us, like legit 2 inches away, and I'm just covered in toilet paper all over my face.
nothing to see here.
Nothing like a sweaty boy covered in toilet paper.
Nothing like it.
So anyways, that's how my situation there was. And then we went to this new place called Serpentine. We met up with a bunch of boys that you guys went to college with.
Serpentine.
Where is
Serpentine?
That? I've never even
it's
heard
right
of
next to Fiddlesticks.
Oh.
Brand spanking new.
Okay. They needed something else over there, I feel like. I mean, they have a lot going on that street, but I feel like they needed something fresh.
Yeah. And then got a drink, and then it started thunderstorming, completely downpouring.
Oh wow.
And so me, our friend, and then another friend were like, okay, we're just gonna call it, like Uber back to somebody's apartment and order food and just chill. And we get in a taxi, it starts completely thunderstorming, and we get in an accident. we basically, not with another car, but there is a ledge that must have been at minimum over a foot tall, and the taxi driver ramps up. It's like a median
curb.
It's not a curb, though. It's like a median that has like planters on top of it. So it's like full plants in it. And the taxi driver, I don't know if he just didn't see it or what, but I'm like telling a story to the girls. And then all of a sudden I'm like, bum, 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 bum. Like literally thought I was in a straight up car accident. Like we went up like at least 2 feet.
Was there damage? Did the car stop? Like,
what? Oh, the car was completely fucked up.
Like totaled?
Not totaled, but like the what bottom the of the car was completely like, I legit think dismounted from the car.
Oh my God, that's really scary.
And I was like, sir, I don't know what to tell you, you gotta finish this ride because it's torrentially,
you gotta get me home.
Like, torrentially downpouring.
What are we gonna
do
now?
Yeah, I did see that it rained. I had no idea.
Oh my God, torrentially downpouring. And it was thunderstorming. It was so bad. And we got in this massive situation with the car.
So what happened
And
then?
This poor taxi driver, he was like, I just bought this car last week. And I'm like, sir, I'm really sorry, but it is fucked up. Like the thing was a mess. But anyways, we made it to our destination. Thank God. Taxi driver went on his merry way, gave him a nice tip.
Not so merry to
put towards his
the damages.
His damages, exactly.
Hopefully he has insurance.
I really hope so. But then, yeah, I slept over our friend's apartment because I'm a big proponent of adult sleepovers these days.
I love it.
I love an adult sleepover.
I love it too.
But also, I was just so tired, I could not even fathom migrating from Gramercy to Fidei at 10:30 p.m.
That's awful.
We went to bed straight up at 10:40 p.m. on a Saturday
night.
That is lovely. It was lovely.
That sounds incredible.
Lovely.
Got amazing Thai food that I doubled down on and got again Sunday night.
Yum.
Nothing better, guys. Nothing better. And then Sunday, guess what I did?
I already know because you told us.
I did tell you.
We hit record.
I didn't overproduce it this time.
What did you do?
Yeah, should I play dumb? Like, oh, what did
maybe
you do?
Maybe should. Just
tell
kidding.
Us. Tell us.
I went on another date with another invisible string.
Snaps.
Basically, this guy, he and I have matched on like a million dating apps, like a trillion different times, basically. And so we matched on Raya on Saturday, and he messaged me. And he said, are we just going to continuously match on all these dating apps? Or are we going to do something about it and go on a date?
I love it.
And I was like, I think the only logical next step is to go on a date.
Fair enough.
And so he was like, I know this is crazy, but I have like a couple free hours tomorrow. Would you want to just like get a drink? So this is on Saturday that I'm messaging this guy. And so I agree to go on a next day date.
A Sunday date.
Sunday date. So we got a drinky drink at Sonia Toscano in the West Village.
I love that place.
Something that I knew about Sonia Toscano that objectively in hindsight was very much not a good decision on my part is they don't have AC.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, that it's 3 million degrees in there.
It's always hotter inside without than it is outside. 100%.
Did we go there together?
Yes.
Is that where we went to that dinner with like Brooke and Danielle?
No.
Oh, what's that? Doc Toscano.
Da Toscano. Oh, it's so good.
All these Toscanos, my goodness.
So many Toscanos, so little time.
Yeah.
It's such a great place, and the outdoor seating is amazing, and it's like amazing people watching. But I get there. I am, first of all, 10 minutes late because the subway just is deciding to be the subway in the heat. Like, you had your issues with the heat on the Amtrak. The subway just straight up was not running. Like, it said 2 minutes away, and I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to be early to the state. 2 minutes pass by, nobody shows up.
The weekend subway is such a gamble.
I know. It was ridiculous. So weird. It was so unreliable. And so anyways, I messaged this guy and I'm like, yo, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to be really late because the subway is just doing its thing. So naturally, I get to the Christopher Street stop on the one and I'm like power walking to the state because
were
I'm at this
melting
point.
Melting from the subway station as
That one was completely melting from the subway station. And in my head, I'm like, fuck, should I bike to the West Village? Because I checked Uber, and if I Ubered, I would have been like 20 minutes late. Just based on traffic.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I think the subway's just not going to come and I'm going to have to bike. That's like going to be my only option. Or I can just show up 20 minutes late, like drenched in sweat. I chose to continue to wait for the subway. I was like, I'm going to take my chances. And sure enough, it came. So anyways, I'm like sprinting from the Christopher Street stop. I'm drenched in sweat. Like yesterday was, it was like trekking through sludge.
Disgusting.
In the air.
It made me feel ill.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I show up to this place. This guy, unfortunately, had picked a table inside. I go inside. I see him at the table. I'm like, oh, you're really cute in person. Like, I actually, like, really thought he was very cute. But I kind of figured he was going to be cute because I did some extensive deep dive
background
on this man's life, as Adam Harrison does.
Yes.
And
did he look like his pictures?
For sure. Okay. I mean, he had, like, such a broad range of pictures that I saw on Instagram and stuff like that, that I kind of knew, like, the worst he would look and then the best he would look. And he definitely was, like, somewhere in between that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay.
So, a happy medium.
Happy medium. Very good looking dude. And so I get there, I sit down. This dude is like drenched in sweat also.
Okay, great. You guys are both sweaty together.
And he's like, wait, I'm actually so happy that you came late because I just went into the bathroom and did like a full body shower, basically. Like, I'm like drenched in sweat.
Did you look
so
at
it's
that?
Kind of funny that I was like drenched in sweat. He was drenched in sweat. It was just like a funny way to start the date.
Yeah.
But it was good. We sat for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, chatted about life. I will say one thing about him that I think is interesting. I'm 99.9%, so he's Jewish, and I'm 99.9% positive he thought I was Jewish, and that was like potentially an important factor for him. Unsure.
How would he assume that?
Because my name is Adam, and I've honestly gotten a lot
is
that people
Adam
think
a
I'm
Jewish name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, it's like it's a Bible name, but like there are a lot of
does he have?
I was like, Adam. There's Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Does he have Jewish on his profile?
No, but I knew he was Jewish.
Okay.
But I would say I also date a lot of Jewish guys. But anyways, he definitely thought I was Jewish. So hopefully that's not a detractor that I'm not Jewish for him. But we'll see.
Yeah. Interesting.
But anyways.
Did he ask you questions like that would like lead to you?
Yeah,
like,
about
was
religion.
He, was he trying? I'm just trying to see if like he was trying to feel it out and if he like got his answer or not.
No, I like it 100% all. He thought I was Jewish. Like mentioned that I went to Maryland. He was like, oh, I'm sure you knew like all the Maryland Jews. Like referencing things like that.
Interesting.
And just kept.
Did you say you know some Jewish people or no?
Well, I do. I mean, I do. Like, I actually do know all the Maryland Jews because all my roommates in college were Jewish. So I actually did know like all these Maryland Jews.
Interesting.
And also like randomly, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but like my aunt married a Jewish guy, and it's like, oh, my cousins are Jewish.
Yep.
So. Yep. I was like, I'll convert for you. I'm just kidding.
pull a Charlotte York.
No,
it's maybe. Possible.
Maybe.
Okay, so like, how was the banter?
Banter's good. So this is a guy that I feel like could legit talk to a brick wall. Like
but
he.
Wait, did he ask you questions?
He did.
He
nonstop.
Asked you about yourself?
Thank God.
Okay. Yeah.
And honestly, going on a date with this guy, so I have another date, like the second date with that guy from last week tomorrow.
That didn't ask you any questions about
that
yourself.
That didn't ask me any questions. And I'm so nervous because I think I told you guys, like, I'm like, what the fuck else
am I
going
to
ask
him? Yeah, I was going to say, does it now make you not want to go out with the other guy?
Kind
of. I feel like more.
Yeah.
You should tell this if you haven't, or if you haven't already, but you should tell him like you have something after.
Yeah.
So then you can like be like, you know what? This has been great, but I gotta go.
Yeah.
If he doesn't ask you a single question about yourself again.
We'll see. I do like this guy though from like last week. Like I did think he was cool. It was just very interesting that
Yeah.
It was so one-sided, but we have mutual friends. So I was kind of like, I owe this guy a second date.
Yeah. And he could have been nervous. We did deduce that.
Exactly. So I'll give him benefit of the doubt. So I'm going to go on the date tomorrow. But anyways, the date with this guy yesterday was so polar opposite. Like, this guy was nonstop talker, like asking me a million questions, was super interested in my life.
Oh, good.
It was cute.
I love that.
He's a little bit older. He's 35. He dropped that he, I guess, like, so he's a lawyer, but he used to do a cappella. And it, like, randomly came up, but it was something that he was embarrassed of.
Did you make him sing for you?
I was like, wait, you need to sing. Like, I need to hear it.
Sing to me, Paolo.
He was like, no, I don't sing. And he was like, I only sing in one specific context. And I was like, what is that? He was like, I only break out into song after I have sex. And I was like, that is so random. I was like, oh,
how do you feel about that?
We've had one drink and we're 45 minutes in and I'm learning about your sex life.
My question is, what song does he sing after sex?
I was going to say, that him just wanting you to be like, okay, you want to come back to my place then? So you can hear.
He was like, let me take you back and sing you a song.
So you can serenade me?
Maybe.
Like, what song? I'm still hung up on this. What song does he sing after sex? Like, what is an appropriate song to sing after sex?
He would not let me drill down. Like, I was like, I want to know what genre we're singing. Like, what kind of songs are we playing? But he was like, no, I legit only sing after I have sex. I'm just so in such a good mood.
I'm picturing, like, Pitch Perfect a cappella.
Me
that's
too.
What I was picturing, too. And that's like, what I told him. I was
I'm
like,
I'm picturing, like, him singing, like, a Pitch
it's
Perfect.
It's not about the money.
Yeah,
money.
Literally.
No, I also told him, I was like, I used to be obsessed with Pitch Perfect. I was like, give me some cups. I'll do the cup song right now.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
No, the riff off was my favorite thing. I listen to that sometimes.
Yeah.
I got my ticket for
I can't,
the
like, think of it in my head. I need to watch that.
That's
that.
Where the, like, they say one word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know what a riff-off is, but I can't think of it in my head, like, what they do.
Yeah.
I'll have to rewatch. I'll have to revisit. Wait, did you guys see it? Sorry to derail.
No, no, no.
But they're making a Freaky Friday 2, and they've started filming.
Oh, I did see press about that.
Literally confirmed. Because a lot of these things, they'll tell you, like, oh, it's in the works. It's in the works.
Yeah.
Right. Liars. They're actually on set, like, in their trailers, Jamie Lee and Lindsay.
Oh, same cast. It's not like a remake cast.
Same cast.
Oh, that's great.
Or at least them too.
Yeah.
And they're reviving like her band that she was in. Like those girls are coming back too.
It was so exciting.
A thrilling piece of news.
That movie is so iconic.
Anyway, so I need you to go to the next step with him simply so we can figure out what song he sings.
I know. We got to ask.
Like you
do
need
you get
to
put in a request.
For science.
So.
For science. Is it like karaoke?
I want it to be like karaoke where I like put in a quarter. Like
yeah. It's touch tunes.
Oh, like a jukebox, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You put in a quarter for karaoke. I think it's these days you have to buy a drink.
Apparently now I just have to have sex, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Sex will lead me to karaoke songs.
How did the handling of the bill go? Like, tell me everything.
Did you kiss?
Like, what happened?
No, we didn't kiss. We just hugged goodbye. I mean, it was like an hour and a half date. We had one drink. We both had to go home and do work. But it was like, that's exactly what I wanted. Like I had said already that I had had something after and he kind of did too. So it was kind of like a good intro date, hour and a half, 2 hours. We had one drink, split the bill.
Wow.
But it was chill.
Perfect.
Yeah. It was a good little date.
Man, I love it.
I don't
it.
Think that anything else monumental happened in that date. He was just like a cool guy. I liked him, but I don't think we're going to see each other for quite a bit because he has a lot of travel coming up. So he was like, if you're cool with it, like I'd love to see you again, but maybe after 4th of July. And I was like,
that's
honestly,
not
that's
that
perfect.
Long.
No, yeah.
It's literally in a week.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
I was like, no, that's totally fine.
Wait, love, have you been talking like at all?
No, he followed me on Instagram. So now we have like the
that's
Instagram
positive.
Thing. I'm also kind of in this thing where I like don't want to give guys my number unless I'm on like, I don't know, like third date kind of at this rate.
I mean, it's just like annoying to like have, first of all, the contacts of like,
yeah.
I need to go through and delete. Like I have like so-and-so Hinge, so-and-so Bumble.
Katie's
so-and-so.
Like Jack Hinge, Jack Bumble.
No, I have another Jack Hinge.
Of course.
That isn't Jack.
Do you want to follow guys on Instagram that you had like gone on one Hinge date with, or the ones that ask you for your Instagram and then never ask to do anything but randomly like your stories? I won't remove the story likers. Just because I need that.
Depends on how long.
But I still am like, why are you here? And not asking me to hang out.
Well, what are you doing here?
I guess it's different because I'm in a relationship. But like if it's like I see someone and I'm like, it's funny because it's always like on their birthday or something that I see. I'm like, I'm still following them. Unfollow.
Right.
Goodbye.
I think in gay world, you got to just like keep them around. So I definitely never remove anybody. they're all there. My ghosts of my past.
Well, you love to dip into old pools, we know.
I do.
That is
Voldemort is liking my Instagram
That's
stories
an
again.
Atomism.
An atomism. Oh, speaking of, I'm that guy, not Voldemort, but the guy that I blacked out on Six Martinis on, not the one that Alex picked me up from, the other one.
Okay.
don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
He asked me out on a date this weekend, but like not an actual date. Like he's going to do gay things on Friday, like go to some concert under the Brooklyn Bridge. And he was like, I want you to come. And I was like, that's weird. No.
Yeah. So. Interesting.
We'll see about that one.
Well, snaps for going on another date on a Sunday, putting in the work.
Guys, I'm like, I am putting in that work.
Well, it's just fun. Dating in the summer is fun because it's like, yeah, sure, it's like hard because if you're traveling a lot, like you might not see them again like immediately, but it's like fun to be. I feel like you just feel like a main character.
Yeah.
Going out in like no jacket.
Yeah.
And like going
to
meet.
It's nice to be out and about.
Yeah. Like having plans and like you see everyone else is out and like about doing things. It just makes you feel like you're in like Sex and the City.
I'm having like good dating energy, I feel like, coming my way. Like I think we're on like an up for me, an uptrend. Like our friend went to the wedding this weekend. She found me a husband. He's going to fly to New York for me.
Oh.
So
I love this.
And he's hot. And she was like, he's so my type. Like, I literally hate you. And I was like, perfect. Thank you. Set me up.
Well, that's when you know.
I was like, if he's your type, he's definitely my type.
Is he from my town?
Potentially.
Is he somebody from home or was it a random?
It's like whoever her. No. It's probably not from your town because it's the girl's wedding who she went to. It's her now husband's family friend.
Oh, okay.
So probably from wherever his family's from. I don't know if that's Boston or what, but.
Okay.
But guys, we got some options on the deck, right? We got some options. Kobe, what's going on with your dating life?
I matched with somebody on Hinge who finally messaged me, but of course he doesn't live here. I literally wrote that back to him. I was like, oh, obviously you don't live here. He messaged me and I wrote him back and he was like, sadly, I'm leaving right now.
What is it with you and finding these guys who are like,
I don't know.
Not in New York.
I literally don't know. Every guy that I end up starting to talk to doesn't live here. Maybe it's a sign that I shouldn't live here.
Oh, no, don't say that.
I'll move somewhere with you.
Don't Where should you we go? Dare leave us. Don't you dare.
Back to London Hinge.
Wait, yeah, let's move to London and find a British boyfriend just like Katie.
Yeah.
I mean,
London Hinge, like, they were all over 6 feet and all attractive.
They're hot there,
I love that.
I must say.
And all asked you to do things, even if they knew you were only there for 3 days.
Wait. The other thing that I forgot to mention about this guy that I went on a date with. So he was like, started off the conversation by being like, just, you know, like, I didn't do too much research on you. So like, I know next to nothing about you. So I want to know everything. But he was like, the one thing I did notice is I went to your Instagram and why do you have like so many followers? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I just
didn't
being
see
gay.
Match made pod in your bio.
Yeah.
Like, you just didn't do too much research, I guess. And I was like, oh, my friends and I, we just do a little thing. And he was like, what's the little thing? And I was like, we just have a little podcast. It's like, what do you guys talk about? I was like, we just talk about our lives.
People like
just
you stuff. Actually, sir.
He's like, what kind of topics about your lives? I was like,
everything.
Oh, you know, dating.
Yeah, just that one.
He was like, so am I gonna appear on the podcast this week? And I was like, if you give me something interesting. And he was like, okay, perfect. I have sex. And then I started singing. I was like, yep, nailed it.
He's definitely listening. Hi sir.
Hi, sex.
Hi, sir.
Tunes.
Tell us what song, please. I'm dying to know.
We need to know. What's the song you're going to serenade me to?
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks, doll.
And
we're getting out there.
Yeah.
We're doing the thing.
I actually have a really intriguing advice question that I think
let's
should answer.
Hear it.
Yes.
Just the subject line alone got me. Do I expose my friend's affair with his best friend's girlfriend? Hi, guys. I've been a big fan of the pod since its inception and look forward to listening each week. This is my first time writing in, and I apologize in advance for the following ramble, but I'm in rather desperate need of advice. I've just become privy to the fact that one of my close friends, let's call him John, is having an affair with his best friend's girlfriend. Affair is in quotes, because it's like they're not married. I've known John and his best friend, let's call him Dylan, since college, as I dated one of their friends for many years. Dylan's been going out and living with his girlfriend, let's call her Sophie, for about 3 years. I always thought Sophie had a crush on John, and at times I thought he might have had a crush on her too, but I never imagined I'd find out that they've been having an affair for almost 3 months now. John told me this the other day and has made me promise not to tell anyone we know. I got angry at him telling him he's betraying
Dylan.
Betraying, the grammar's bad, in one of the worst ways imaginable, and making a fool of his best friend Dylan, who is none the wiser. I implored John to tell Dylan, but he says it's not his place, and it has to come from Sophie.
Oh my god, that's messy.
However, she seems reluctant to tell him and plans to put it off for a number of months due to a vague list of, quote, logistics.
What?
The loose plan seems to be tell him in September, which I think is absurd, as it's only May. She wrote this in a month ago. So we'll see how things have developed. Well, I'm not super close with Dylan. I've known him for almost 10 years, and I feel horrible knowing he's going to sleep next to Sophie every night with no idea that she's being unfaithful to him with his best friend. Part of me just wants to tell John. If they don't tell Dylan in the next few weeks, I will. The other half thinks I should stay out of it. I just feel so guilty knowing this information and would want someone to tell me if I were in Dylan's position. Please let me know what you guys were to do if you were me. Thanks so much and have a great week, X.
Holy shit, that is T and a half.
That's crazy. I literally would not be able to be friends with that girl or the guy. Like, I would never trust either of them.
Yeah, that's rough. But what I will say is, like, it seems like she's closer to John and Sophie than she is to Dylan.
Right.
So is it her place to, like, go tell Dylan? Like, I think it's just her know? To give her friends advice, like her best friend John, her best friend Sophie or whatever.
No, yeah. Sophie, like, isn't close with her.
Oh, she's...
I've known John and his best friend Dylan since college.
Okay, but so she's Sophie's besties with John.
A newer addition as of, well, 3 years ago. I think it's kind of sus that, like, John's like, no, it has to come from Sophie. It's your best friend, dude.
Right, like, yeah. He thinks that's going to soften the blow on his front. Be a man.
That's kind of a cop-out. Also, it's like, this is your best friend, like...
Be a man and tell him. He deserves to know.
But
he's not going to be your friend after that either way. So
yeah,
regardless of who tells, your friendship is over. Not going to be the same if it still exists.
But what does our listener do with this information?
I personally think I would give them the ultimatum, because imagine yourself being in that situation and knowing that at least one other person knows that this is going on behind your back. Not that, I mean, maybe he will never find out that you knew, but you're right. He does deserve to know, and he is going to sleep next to this girl every night who's sleeping with his best friend.
Yeah.
I just, like, I don't know. I just don't think it's her place to...
Well, I just don't think tell. She should get... Well, I don't know if she should get super involved, because she could be caught up in, like, being...
It's going to create complex dynamics between her and John and
It's
Dylan.
Really annoying that John told her, because, like, that then brings her into it, and that's just, like, unfair for so many reasons. But if it's, like, weighing on your conscience, I feel like you do give him an ultimatum and say, like, if you don't tell him in the next few weeks, like, I will. Or if she doesn't do it, or someone needs to do it, because, like, this is, like, weighing on me now.
Right.
And...
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like you're ever going to actually have to tell him. I think they're going to do it.
Yeah.
September? Can you imagine being like, okay, I'm just going to sneakily cheat till September?
And I'm very curious what the logistics are, if it's an apartment lease.
I bet it's an apartment.
If it's a family vacation that one of them is supposed to go on and they don't want to have to deal with that.
Okay, also, John is a horrible friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I literally would not be able to be friends with either of these two people.
Yeah, honestly, I say involve yourself, because I don't think you should be friends with these people anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Aside from Dylan, maybe, because Dylan doesn't seem to have done anything wrong, but...
Poor Dylan, like, is about, like, to get his life upended.
Right.
They've been dating for 3 years, and they live together, I think. Or they sleep next to each other every night, so...
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's tough, but you need to tell us what you do.
Yeah, we actually need an update.
We
on this
need
one.
To know, but that's just really unfair that he pulled you into the situation. I can't believe this sounds like a movie. I can't believe this is actually real.
Yeah, that's like that's tea.
It's like something borrowed.
Yeah, she says she's not super close with Dylan, but she's known him for 10 years and she feels horrible knowing that she's like he's dealing with this, like, without him even knowing. It is like something borrowed, but kind of. Anyway,
not great. We wish you luck, girl.
Sending like
we wish
hugs.
You and poor Dylan luck, because I mean, that boy is about to get his world rocked.
Well, do you think Dylan's cute? Maybe
yeah,
Dylan
we have a girl for
better.
Him.
There's gonna be a vacancy.
Yeah.
So maybe you can be there for him.
Yeah.
Wait, that'd be so funny if she ended up being with Dylan.
I know.
You can fill the void.
Yeah. Okay, tell us what you do though. I'm really needing to know.
Yeah, we need the tea. I think that might be all we have time for.
And with that,
it's been fun, guys. It's been very fun, and we'll see you next week.
No, we won't.
We won't. Next week's 4th of July.
Next week is the 4th of July already.
We're taking a much needed.
So crazy.
Yeah, we haven't taken one day off this year.
No, we haven't. We've not taken a single holiday off where we used to like take every single holiday off.
Yeah.
So we're going to be absent next week, but things will be happening.
Celebrating America.
We will have many, many stories to tell.
We will. We have to go to that party. I mean, you definitely are.
But I'll be at the party.
I'm going to go. So
I'll have things to say.
Concoct.
I got a wedding.
Colby's going to be out and about in Boston.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been fun. And until next time, love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saving money on appliances now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on all appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals. Save big.